Hello.
Good morning. My name is Samaya. Calling, giving you a call back from customer service. How can I help you?
Yes. There's a charge on my credit card for 54. Lost the date. 54.99 for 97 for something. I don't know what it's for. It was there January 30th.
Okay. Your first and last name?
James Mickel. M as in Mary. I C H E L.
Okay, Mr. Mickel, for security purposes, please verify your address.
1805 Cornell Avenue, Edwardsville, Illinois, 62025.
Thank you so much for that. Now, I do see here, Mr. Mickel, that you have the pulse oximeter. The pulse oximeter is was a free gift from topconsumersdeals.com, where all you had to do was pay the shipping and handling of $7.95. Now, with that free gift, if not declined at the point of sale or within the first 48 hours of ordering that pulse oximeter, you are automatically enrolled into their monthly discount shopping center with the top deals, topconsumerdeals.com. With that monthly membership, they do provide you with a $125 voucher where you are able to shop online utilizing that voucher each month that you're enrolled.
I didn't want to enroll in it. I didn't see anything that said I was at that option.
Okay. Now, upon signing up, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive the oximeter by mail?
I'm over 18, way over 18.
Yes, sir. So in that particular section, it does notify you as well as give you the option to decline that monthly subscription.
Well, I don't recall seeing anything like that, ma'am.
Okay. So what I can do today is go ahead and get the account canceled. Once the account is canceled, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you have access to the app going forward. You are going to receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming the cancellation of your account.
What was the last part about my account?
You will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming the cancellation of this account.
Okay. And the credit card then will be credited.
Now, typically all sales are final with those monthly subscriptions, Mr. Mickel. But what I can do today is provide you with my courtesy refund of 35%.
No, I want 100%.
Okay. Now, typically, again, all sales are final. The most that I am able to do is provide you with my employee discount, which is a 50%.
Well, I'm going to take this to Discover and contest it with Discover and let them fight with you. Cancel it totally, because this is not right to charge somebody for something they're not receiving.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me?
I said this is not right for somebody to charge someone else, a customer, for something they're not receiving.
Okay. So, again, you will receive the vouchers via email every month, as well as we've already sent the credentials to your email address for you to sign into the website.
Credentials every month?
You receive a voucher every month so that you can do online shopping, and you have already received the credentials to signing into that website.
I don't know where I received them out of. Didn't see anything like that. I don't do that much online shopping, and I will never do another survey online to avoid this type of crap. These are scam deals is all they are.
Thank you.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I am still here. I'm actually reaching out to the merchant to see what it is that we can do. Because, again, as I stated, typically all sales are final. Now, I am able to do the 50% refund, which is my employee discount.
It's still going to cost me over $27, and I get nothing for $27. So that's fraudulent charges, in my opinion.
Okay, so the charges are valid because it shows here that you did agree to the terms and conditions, in which within those terms and conditions it does notify you of the charges to occur if not declined or canceled.
Okay, I'm gonna call Discover and dispute it with Discover.
Now, again, I am reaching out to the merchant to see if they're willing to do a full refund. I just can't guarantee it until I get a response back. So if you'll bear with me one moment, I will see what they say, okay?
All right.
Okay, now you'll see. I'm just waiting on the response back from that merchant, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you so much for holding with me. So they actually did agree to do the full refund. So bear with me one moment. I can get that issue back to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get that account canceled as well as that refund issue back. Now, with that refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account, but I did submit everything on my end for you today. You are going to receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming that cancellation of the account as well as the refund back to your account.
Okay.
All righty. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for your help, young lady.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.